enterprise agreements come up, and we've been working through that, and I mean many plants do that, and that's part of industrial relations today, and we're going to work with Fair Work Australia with that.
And are you any further forward than you were earlier this week with the situation at Dubbo?
Oh, look, we're always going to move forward no matter what we do in business, and, you know, it's a matter of the people understanding our position and us understanding them.
So earlier this week you said to us, said to the ABC that, you know, it is an issue in Australia that we have to, business manufacturing processing has to remain viable, and it's an ongoing issue of remaining economically viable. Are you confident that you have come to an agreement with the union at the moment that will allow your workers to come back to work?
Oh, look, we're always working towards that. Understand, there is virtually no manufacturing west of the Blue Mountains. That's what's dissipated away. And, I mean, unfortunately, the world has got smaller. Communications are good. Products can be moved by ship from any country to any. They don't have to eat sheep meat. They can eat beef. They can eat chicken, pork, fish, artificial meats. So we're in a very competitive world. It's not Australia, our plant competing exactly with another plant. We're also competing with the world, and our cost is just getting away from us.
So where is the negotiation with your workforce here in Dubbo up to?
Oh, look, I think it'll go out to a vote in the next 7 days, and it'll work itself through, and, you know, we'll inform everyone when it's cleaned up.
So it's Wednesday afternoon at the moment. Do you think the workers might return as early as Thursday morning?
Oh, well, the plan is that they'll be at work tomorrow morning, and I'll say no more than that.
What sort of relationship do you have with your workforce here in Dubbo?
Oh, look, I think we have an excellent relationship. I move around the plant myself and know most of the people, and, you know, we've worked with them, and I think we've got a very good workforce.
Is it upsetting when industrial action gets to this level, when you have to lock your workers out?
Well, I'm not used to it to start with, and but unfortunately, at times, we've got to make hard decisions, no different to governments that's going through it, and doesn't matter whether they're state or federal governments. People don't like change, and that's a big problem. Unfortunately, Australia's slipping away from us. We're not competitive with the rest of the world.
The plant has been shut here for a couple of days. What sort of impact does that have on the logistics of running an organisation as complex as yours?
Well, look, our business is, you know, we're used to this. Look, we have a complex operation. We worry about ships, trains, movements, finance from countries, stoppages in other countries. It's a part of life. And you know, the product varies from time to time. Currencies move, governments get into trouble. This is just part of the business.
So you would say that what has been happening over here for the last few days is really just another factor that has to be brought into the entire mix?
It's just another part of the whole chain that we operate in. You know, we've got seasonals, we've got droughts, nothing comes smooth. We're dealing with a raw material. We've got responsibility when the animal's live. We have responsibility as it's getting killed. We've got to, then it's got to be preserved. It's got a use-by date. And we run in many languages and tests that we've got to do for each country. So this is just part of the job.